Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah! Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. I do thank the Most High that we are back again. Yes, we're back again for another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, indeed. So very thankful to the Most High for this very precious opportunity. Yes, indeed, it's a very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted for the healing of his people. And I do thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for every year that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that if they could, if they could, they would destroy. But the truth of the matter is, my brothers, my sisters, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, the fact is that since the dawn of human fall, men seeking to be called wise after standards, my brothers and sisters, not true. I said by no means were they true. And are they, after a multitude of differences, true to all the Most High intend? Men have exalted and established a multitude of variant religiosities, various, if you will, religions, social ideals, cultures, political, national, and pseudo-religious ideals. But my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you that every single one of them, I said every single one of them, lest men have been true, sincere, the true, desirous of all the Most High declared, willing to humble themselves under the full restoration of all the Most High decreed from the beginning, then I tell you, my brothers and sisters, every single one of them has been a trap and a snare. Every single one of them has been an obstacle against discerning what from the beginning the Most High declared as his purpose. I said as his purpose. for his people. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, wherever men's allegiance has been stagnated after any such fallen standard, men have not entirely found the way of life. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that until you find the truth of all the Most High has intended and purpose for his people from the very beginning, what you have served has not been true to all that is necessary that you no longer be counted. I know this is going to sound hard for the deceiver. But the truth of the matter is that men exalt fallen standards. I repeat, men exalt, believe, trust, obey, and even pass on fallen standards after some idea of worldliness, till indeed, my brothers and sisters, they find the exceeding truth that is permissible and acceptable. How about, my brothers and sisters, worthy to be confirmed, steadfast, true to all the Most High himself decrees? In other words, what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that all these fallen standards of men, well, quite frankly, the Most High is not going to judge a man steadfast because he's trusted in the words of men. The Most High is only going to hold an account as steadfast unto him those who, hearing his testimony, I said those who, hearing his testimony, can believe all that he, in his exceeding word and conscience, can and will decree. I'll only tell you what the Most High told me very many years ago. He told me the words that he's granted me are very precious, but they're only for the most humble. How about my brothers and sisters, also for the most humble and diligent soul. But many of my brothers and sisters will never discern. Many have lived for many generations, never coming to discern where they've fallen short or what is divine glory, what truly honors Yah. Because so often, my brothers and sisters, they've been satisfied with what the various institutions of and institutionalities of man have beguiled men to call viable. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that many times the Most High would reveal to man the greater truths. The greater truths that humanity has forgotten. But many of my brothers and sisters, believing themselves sufficient after the variant contradictions. How about the testimonies of men? Chose not to believe when the Most High sought to show them the greater truths. In other words, listen to what I'm telling you. On my website, HiddenGospel.com, HiddenGospel.com, are articles that relate much truth that the scriptures said in vain in advance, that your leaders would not speak of. For if you knew these truths, you would not be subject to them. He said, watch out for false prophets. Do they gather grapes from thistles or figs from thorns? In other words, the inspiration that they have. What is really its motivation? Is it truly after the Holy Spirit, the pure, perfect word of the Most High, seeking after all that is the highest vibration of light and truth, the invariant light that does not deceive? You know, as people are supposed to be a light to the world, a light to a vacillating, and oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, unbelieving, prideful, presumptuous world. But I can only say that anyone who can believe 45,000 denominations or any so-called pastor who is so convinced by anyone of this world that when the greater truths are revealed, they would rebuke, deny, reject, the greater testimony of the Most High. Anyone who's so convinced by a liar that when the Most High seeks to show them the greater truth that transcends, let's just say, ideals of a greedy and self-righteous soul. Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says the spirit of truth, the world will not receive, it is often, my brothers and sisters, because of greed. In other words, man not knowing the plan of the Most High, oftentimes willing to capitulate, be easily bribed after the designs of the rulers. Seeking the resources and praise of the rulers. Very often, my brothers and sisters, those who prefer lesser concepts of righteousness, oftentimes will not receive the Spirit the Most High grants on high to bring remembrance of all the things that man has forgotten. It's like a scripture in Isaiah 56. It says, your leaders are too greedy to bark. They're too greedy to understand. And it says to the very last one of them, because what they've praised your kings to compel you to do the same. And the scripture says, all those who are such, no, my brothers and sisters, they would not receive the spirit of truth, but would prefer to mock the Most High when he would reveal what in all things is truly required unto all who will call upon his name. But my brothers and sisters, how many are prepared to understand what those scriptures are really saying? Because it says those who walk after the rulers of this world, unwilling to hear the greater truth, the greater truths. Scripture says, not only will your leaders, but you too, unless you're willing to hearken to the greater truth, be swept away. Like all manner of wind, a spirit of those who function after the spirit of vanity. But he said those who would trust in him when he reveals the exceeding truth that for a long time your leaders have hid. He said those who trust in him shall inherit the land and possess his holy mountain. My brothers and sisters, one scripture even says in the midst of Isaiah 57, I'm really talking about Isaiah 57, 9 through 14. It even talks about how men who trusted, they put in your King James, they said the greatness of your ways. Ah, terrible translation. The words that actually relate the idea that men are trusted after a multitude of varying kings, a multitude of corrupt ways, and would not discern that in trusting such as this, there is no hope. In other words, men sought to be excused of their sin because they trusted in a man who claimed to be a servant of Yah. Yet while they were unwilling themselves to ask of the Most High beyond all these variant provocations of man, while they themselves so often were unwilling to seek the greater truth beyond all doubt, while they themselves, my brothers and sisters, were willing to gamble at the idea of remaining deceivers, affecting what? The Most High, to call them faithful? Look at the book of Jacob, they call James, the first 8 verses, my brothers and sisters, understand. Scripture says the gift of Yah is an invariant word, without variableness or shadow of changing. Meaning that the Most High, his word, will prove foolish, deceptive, insufficient. His testimony will prove, my brothers and sisters, in fact, even treacherous against sincerity and the love of the Most High. Every man of testimony, my brothers and sisters, that refuses in some way to accept the greater meaning and teachings of his word. He said, watch out for false prophets. Do they gather grapes from thistles, from figs, from thorns? For many of them will come, he said, in that day, did we not in your name cast out devils? In your name, did we not preach in your name? In your name do many wonderful or inspired works. In other words, you were warned. False prophets not only don't teach the full word upon a sure foundation, they also teach a fallen standard. Many forms of fallen standards. And no one, my brothers and sisters, can draw fully near unto the Most High after the testimony of the spirit of a deceiver. What then am I calling a deceiver? Not only those who twist the words, but those who simply will not seek all the meaning of the Holy Word, that they leave people to presume themselves wise when yet far from it. Here, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures warn us that if we consider ourselves wise after the varying standards of this world, I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 3:17, we are warned that if we call ourselves wise after the multitude of varying standards of this world, he said, let us consider ourselves a fool. How about, my brothers and sisters, by many varying standards made foolish? Let us recognize our foolishness that we might become wise. He said, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time until Messiah reveals all the hidden things. How about, my brothers and sisters, the pure, perfect truth that leaves only one choice? And then shall men know how to praise Yah. But, my brothers and sisters, so many presume they know and believe the Most High according to standards after which they received accolades from men. But I got news for you. A lot of your pastors who pat you on the back, they themselves will be found far short. I said they themselves will be found far short of having performed unto the Most High all that He requires that you not be deceived. Again, my brothers and sisters, whoever is willing to just accept the words of a man and not seek the Most High for himself, well, let me see if I can explain this to you. Even if you were to hear a man who spoke the truth, you must ask the Most High for the capacity to reason beyond the ordinary. You must ask the Most High for the spirit after which those words are first spoken. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is to err. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, it is to continually deceive. You must ask the Most High for the right meaning of His word that it might be administered rightly. That in fact, my brothers and sisters, you do not compel someone else to follow a path that is brought unto destruction. But narrow, straight, about fully unto the goal is the road that leads to life. And few are they that find it. So the scriptures ask, your leaders, do they gather grapes? What seems good to you, from whence do they gather the doctrine? Do they gather grapes from thistles? Or figs from thorns? Where do they get the doctrine from? You ought to examine the origin of the things that they teach. Ask the Most High to reveal to you the nature of what they teach and whether or not it is true unto all that is divine purpose. And if not, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand that no testimony founded upon a faulty foundation that does not bring forth the full expectation the Most High declares, none of these are worthy unto life. You know, there's a scripture in the book of Zephaniah, in the second chapter 2:15 through around 3:6, he'd read all the way out to that 13th verse. And it talks about something very powerful that very few would understand, because most would find it hard to believe that such a thing could possibly be true. Depending upon the text you read, it talks about a city. Scripture calls it a wicked city. Some texts even want to call it like a city that presumes themselves saved. But in so many texts it relates that city is quite confused. Men fatally flattered, my brothers and sisters, by a multitude of oppressive rulers. I said, fatally flattered, my brothers and sisters, by a multitude of leaders who offer hope where there is no hope. After all the varying confusions of the world, the scriptures talked about, my brothers and sisters, it talks about the just Lord, the righteous Lord. How about even Messiah being in the midst of the city, and every morning he brings justice to light? But the wicked, the lawless, those who don't want to hear anything more than what they want to call reproof, refuse to know their shame. It says they do not because they're so self-righteous, because they're so sure after their leaders. Every one of them, like we got 45,000 denominations out here. I've looked at the telephone book here in Houston, Texas, and the listing of the telephone book for churches. It's amazing. You look at a telephone book and about a, there's so many different churches in this city. And I think you already know how small the text is in a telephone book. The area just for the churches is roughly around, I would say, at least a tenth of the book. Stunning. Stunning. So many places, so many churches on even one block. And some of everybody's neighborhood. Wow. All kind of different religiosities. And I don't mean just what they call so-called Christianity. But nevertheless, people have believed in every one of these institutions that they, for the Most High, are righteous. And a society whose status quo actually constrains, has constrained the minds to seek the scriptures, but like I said, after the what they call the common denominator, that is still nothing but hypocritical polytheism. Why do I say polytheism? Because people want to say that all these so-called churches and administrations are true to the Most High, or some way can be kind of true to the Most High, or acceptable. Because they call upon the name of the Most High, everyone after his own vanities. Well, the scripture says the just Lord. Wow. It means one who speaks the exceeding righteousness of Yah beyond all your leaders, is right there in the midst of the city. But the wicked, the lawless, those who have unprepared, those who have not felt the need to seek beyond their leaders, don't realize their shame. And the scripture says they do not seek. If they only translated it right, it says they do not seek the morning star. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah is called the righteous one likened to the rising sun, which is the morning star that casts out all the darkness, exposes all those who hide the truth from you, reveals the truth the world, my brothers and sisters, seeks to obscure. And it says because the people would not listen, the Most High, his wrath is unto the destruction of all the nations. What else does it mean, my brothers and sisters? But since that city is a mirror example, the scripture says it was the most confused city in the whole world. How about a confused and the most confused, a diverse nation? A city, my brothers and sisters, that's kind of the most diverse in that nation. It's also without question, my brothers and sisters. Everyone in the midst of proximities, close to one another, different religiosities, believers and non-believers. Some claiming to be believers but refusing to believe the whole truth. Some choosing to believe, my brothers and sisters, that they are under grace, favored of the Most High, though they will not believe the whole truth. My brothers and sisters, how many understand the grace of Yah is not just his favor? The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is the capacity to reason beyond the ordinary. Why? The scripture said, Messiah himself said, there's many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp them yet till the Holy Spirit has come, that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. How about reproves all sin? How about every misadministration of the Holy Word? I can only tell you what the Most High told me. He said he told me, in fact, this morning, I understood it to some level earlier, but he made it plain. Let me tell you something. I've always prayed in this wise. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know to perform fully your purpose. But Father, you know. And I know if you don't tell me, I won't know. Well, this morning, he made it very plain. One of the ways he put it to me this morning is this. He said he anointed me to expose every form of false gospel. If I need to repeat that, I will. He said he anointed me that I might expose one reason, that I might expose and show the people beyond every manner of false gospel. My brothers and sisters, whatever testimony the men have taught that is not complete unto all that is necessary unto the kingdom of Yah, every lie, every deception, every insufficiency holds men in bondage. What scripture say Messiah would say? The Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings. How about the whole word unto the meek? To release the captives. Ah, you're not considered, my brothers and sisters, the people are all in captivity and all in bondage. Yet because of a multitude of confused misrepresentations, they can't see to believe the truth. Or because they so, let's just say, self-righteously convinced after all manner of ungodly testimony, whereby men have given themselves license to preach lies. That's what the book of Yehuda said, Jude. You need to read 1 and 1 through 15. Scripture counts it at the end of the day after a multitude of contradictions calls it unbelief. It says those who follow after such unbelief shall be destroyed. They're not the habitations of the Holy Spirit if you hold a pack of lies in your heart. My brothers and sisters, the most humble soul will go as far as to say the full meaning. But he knows the Most High is going to have his way. He knows, my brothers and sisters, that even if he himself is condemned, if a man finds that he himself is worthy of condemnation by having spoken a lie, under his cause and purpose, the Most High is just and righteous in all he says and does. Well, I can say to you, my brothers and sisters, if you're not willing to say the Most High is just and righteous in all he says and does, even if you are found quite foolish, then my brothers and sisters, I said by his word, then you're not worthy of his word. For the wisest and most humble soul knows he needs the Most High, knows he needs guidance from him, not to be so easily deceived. It's not after the spirit of the Most High that men believe a pack of illusions or short-sighted standards. That's what a carnal mind endorses. I will say to you again, I remember early on, said it many times in this show. I remember when the Most High first gave me his anointing. He told me if I could believe that a multitude of contradictions that we see in this world is viable as the result of man hearkening and listening to the Most High. He told me if I can believe this mass of contradictions that I see. He told me if I could believe the mass of contradictions, I could not be a disciple. I could not be taught by him. I couldn't be worthy, he told me, of his spirit. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters, because it's still quite true. I can only tell you what happened. I began to look at all the vast contradictions he began to point out to me. And I tried to find ways to make sense of it. Try as I might, I could not, even to the point I remember trying to find ways to pray for so many folks that I knew upon examination could not possibly be right. And I was trying to say, Father, they believe so-and-so and so because they believe so-and-so and so. Well, I got to realize the foundation of what they believe doesn't make any sense because Most High is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow. He does not change. He does not waver. I began to realize so many things they believe because they had fallen short of believing that Yah is one. And none of these things, the more I looked, the more the things that I heard from pastors did not make sense relative to what the Most High himself had told me. I tried to find a way to pray for those who believe so many lies, but I realized so many of the lies they believe are an absolute insult to the Most High. Couldn't make sense of it no matter how much I tried. Like I said, even to the point I hit my head against a brick wall. The Most High told me don't do that. He told me that if I could make sense out of the insanities that I see around me, he said I couldn't be or wouldn't be a child of his. For he gives his children, those who would seek, listen to me now, him sincerely. Better sense than that. I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, Scripture talks about the spirit of truth the world will not receive. Like I said, there are many who would seek the favor of men, Malachi talks about the idea that there are many who realize that the leaders, the wicked, the lawless, well, they're well set up. They said they tempt and provoke the Most High. And some believe they are yet delivered. Most High says a grievous word against them. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, because they see the leaders seeming to have power. Well, they believe they don't need to seek the Most High and they be favored, what they call, after what they see materially, and will be favored, they say, as well. Well, one scripture says, I once envied the wicked till I saw their end. He said, you will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked in the day that he should cause the ashes of the wicked to be under the soles of the feet of those who will seek righteousness, and the day that he shall do, if you hear me, my brothers and sisters, what he has planned. So I want to tell you again, dare men say that by the grace of Yah, listen to me now, like the leaders have said, they were asked the Messiah one day, did we not in your name? How about this? By his grace, his instruction, in association with and having heard from him. They would say, did we not under grace, under your instruction, under the gift of your spirit, preach these things? Under the grace and discretion of your spirit, cast out illusions, when in so many times the brothers and sisters, they were preaching them? Many more cases than not. In your name, do many wonderful. The word for wonderful even means inspired. Yeah, the scripture says they came from within another spirit, a lesser vibration. And what it means, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand that just because you call upon the name of the Most High does not mean that you are attuned to him. One scripture says amidst this, by these provocations among the nations, the book of Judah, it says you must remember that the Most High beyond all these still demands of those who be steadfast and faithful unto him, that they bring forth unto him a perfect work. You're not going to be justified by the Most High because something of the systems of this world said that you were righteous. You're still on the one judgment seat. And the multitude of varying judgment seats and allegiances that men make will them all be judged by one. And it says, if you're not seeking the absolute word of the Most High beyond all double-mindedness and doubt, there's no reason for you to even ask the Most High for the gift of his spirit. So again, my brothers and sisters, the gift of discretion is to those who, if they heard the truth, would obey it. What does the Messiah say in Yohanan 17:8-9? He said, I make no request for the worldly. I make no request for those who would preserve the diversities and uncertainties of this world. He said, I make a request for those who, hearing the word from on high, would obey it. Receive it, accept it, uphold it. For he said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain the integrity of what he reveals by his spirit. And he would ask the Most High for the gift of the spirit. How about my brothers and sisters, the reproof of the Most High, the comforter that teaches one standard above all human greed and self-righteousness, short-sightedness. He would then ask the Father for the Spirit of truth, which the worldly, those who desire what the world upholds, who seek esteem from the world, well, he said they would not receive. The Apostle Shaul in the book of Galatians says that if he sought to persuade first men, he could not be a servant of Yah. And he says how quickly it is that men had turned away from the gospel unto another gospel. Another gospel, my brothers and sisters, is not the gospel of the kingdom at all. They said, if any man preach any other word, as if it were the word of peace of the holy kingdom. They said, if any man preach any other word, let him be accursed. Did you not discern, my brothers and sisters, the word accursed means cast away, cut off? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. What does Scripture say Messiah would say to those who just presumed that their word was true unto him? and in so many ways were not willing to seek him diligently for all his word, he will say to them, keep away from me. In other words, get the point. What you spoke was not as a result of revelation or association with him. Our brothers and sisters, in the book of Yohanan, the third chapter, says, Yah so loved the world. It means sought to make man whole and complete, reasoning as one and true unto him, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him. What does he say? What scripture say Messiah will come to do? Perform and teach all that is divine pleasure. Whoever believes in him. How about his pure, perfect testimony? He said, go forth after the Spirit to teach. He said, would not perish. Meaning, think about it. In the garden, Messiah, all my brothers and sisters, was prophesied even in the garden that Messiah would come in the last days to restore things. But you need to understand something. Most High told Adam and Eve, the day you sin, how about turn away from any of his word, seeking to establish another God, another righteousness that is not righteous. He said you should surely die. Man has to overcome every manner of false righteousness and deception, every manner of insufficient standard that men have established, not upon a pure foundation or righteous expectation. Man has to overcome them all. Every one of them, my brothers and sisters, that is blind to the mind since world began, and the capacity to discern beyond all these illusions. As the scripture said, Messiah will come, declaring in Isaiah 48 to a people who sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. The capacity to see beyond every one of these illusions can only be by the gift of the Most High. Well, what did the scripture say Messiah will come saying? From the beginning, from the creation, them I. And now the Most High with his Spirit has sent me. Oh, that you kept my commandments, my instructions. How about what he declared from the beginning? Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. And I would not have beheld your descendants destroyed. In other words, course of your descendancy over so many generations destroyed from before me. What's the scripture saying in Isaiah? Around 45, we read 45:1. Need to read on through about 10 and 14. Most High says, for people who have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, or who have not been that invariant light, know, my brothers and sisters, they will not be counted worthy to be called a light to the world in their variances. He must refine his people. The moment he said he defer his anger and refine his people unto true wisdom. It talks about it, that those who can see are him whom he calls first to discern beyond all this babble and all this misrepresentation. Men call upon the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, calling upon his name after their own vanities. So the one that he calls to see beyond this babbling as his true ally, to expose all unrighteousness, it says the Most High has loved him. How about graced him or granted him a gift to discern beyond these illusions? Scripture said he would come forth saying, listen to me, O house. Hearken to me, O you nations. Why? Because there's no peace to the lawless. My brothers and sisters, there's no peace. Most High already declared what is peace and righteousness true to him. And no standard less than this would be kind of viable. So he says, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Keep silence before me, O you nations. When the scripture said he would say this, that his people be restored unto strength. How about my brothers and sisters beyond, raised unto a conscience beyond all every misallegiance that has divided our people and kept them from being in the Most High strong people. Say, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, all ye nations, afar off. In fact, say, the Most High has called me with a testimony from on high. That's what it really means. And from the body of his mother has the Most High made an oath. How about a promise to do this? Made mention, forsworn, promised. This concerning his name. Yes, even the name the Most High grants him to bring his people back to him. Well, that scripture I was talking about in Zephaniah 2:15-3 and 6, it talks about he calls him the righteous Lord. Well, if they translate it related properly, it says they do not wait for the morning. In other words, for all their error, they don't wait for absolution. They don't seek after absolution. They're satisfied. The people become satisfied in the multitude of their differences. As Scripture says, that is an utmost shame. And those who, in the midst of mass contradictions, are not willing to seek the truth beyond all these lies are liars. It's that simple. And my brothers and sisters, those who deceive one another are not true to the covenant. The spirit of truth is to bring about a covenant, an unselfish covenant, whereby men are willing, meekly and humbly, to seek the Most High for all that He declares for the good of one another. That's the Shema. That's the first command. Hear, O Israel, they said love. It means seeking with all your mind, heart, soul, and might, nothing of your fleshly being or carnal desires being an obstacle. My brothers and sisters, that you might indeed love and help one another. That word Ahava means help one another become pure. That you might grant a conveyance of the gifts of the Most High, the truth of the Most High to one another. That, my brothers and sisters, all of you be made whole, that you do not perish. But my brothers and sisters, if they didn't teach that sort of thing to you, if they didn't teach you why Messiah comes and what I call the secret city prophecies, if they didn't teach you what was the expectation of the early church, knowing full well that there must be an end to all polytheist confusion, if they taught you to believe somehow that all these varying differences of man would be called viable for the Most High, my brother says, they never taught you respect for Yah. How can you say they preached to you the gospel? How could they you say they actually preached to you to the way of peace? So I would dare say, my brothers and sisters, if you cannot believe the truth, you cannot serve Yah. It's that simple. Pray the Most High opens your mind and heart to recognize what you must truly believe, that you may be found true unto Him. Whoever cannot believe the truth is still the son of an adversary, because a man is a servant of him whose, how about law, a flaw, he obeys. If because of selfish, self-righteous, greedy, short-sighted, and diligent seeking the praise of men, you cannot receive or believe the spirit of truth or that which makes you true to a covenant and the testimony of Most High that is true for the mutual good of all of one another, and I'm a brother and sisters, what Scripture say, without faith is not possible to please Yah. You can't believe the truth, that means you can only be a deceiver. But our brothers and sisters, those who prefer to believe a multitude of contradictions is worthy while rejecting the greater truth of Yah that would declare an absolute. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, such as this are not worthy of the gift of life. For the very principle of life means that you seek a truth without contradictions or compromise or any form of polytheism, of hypocrisy in it. Scripture says, by grace through faith. How about through the gift of Yah? Discerning faith and trust. What is faithful and what is trustworthy? And remaining steadfast unto this, are you made whole? Are you consecrated? Are you found worthy to be preserved? For a vacillating soul, my brothers and sisters, cannot be the light of the world. The Most High has consecrated His people by His Spirit to be just that. What if man, my brothers and sisters, choose to constantly vacillate? Is his missing example an act of love? Or, my brothers and sisters, do men so often forget what is divine command, even having heard, because they have not loved Yah enough? I know for a lot of folks these are hard words, but my brothers and sisters, they need to all be considered. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time we wake up to the truth. Pastors, I hope some of you are out there listening. You do realize that if one counts himself a judge while he's unwilling to seek all that is righteous conclusion according to all the Most High has spoken, he is counted a deceiver. If any man speak any idle word that stagnates the people after self-righteousness, compelling them not to see the greater word of Yah, such a one is a false prophet, teaching partial and polluted doctrine unto foolish pride, not compelling men to seek the highest vibration, repentance unto true recovery. Such as this is not the invariant light of life, my brothers and sisters, but death. For how shall men say that they can repent and return unto the Most High? Do they dare say so after a multitude of leaders who told every man that he's justified according to the ideals of his own heart? You were warned against this in Malachi 2:15 through 3 and 4 through 3 and 9. But your leaders might turn around to, you know, let's just say, to tap your pocketbooks, tell you anything. That they justify themselves. That they, in a competitive field, draw you and your resources to be exploited by themselves. And don't be tricked by their zeal. I'm telling you now, don't be tricked by their zeal. I repeat, do not be tricked by their zeal. I know a lot of folks see these pastors hollering and screaming and spitting and every doggone thing else behind that pulpit. And some of you believe they do this because they greatly believe what they are teaching you. I can tell you what I've talked to a lot of pastors behind closed doors when I've talked to them and shown them where that doctrine was completely out of line. And they've given nothing but a bunch of excuses as to why they couldn't teach the whole truth and why they would continue to believe a lie and will completely, let's just say believe, not just believe, but just say believe it viable for them to continue to teach the lie. They said they're doing something in the midst of a depraved world, but it's still not enough. They told me that if people willing to believe it, they will sell it. If people willing to buy it, they will sell it. I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. In the competitive world, their zeal is not always based upon the idea that they really love, or let's say love the truth. Wish I could tell you about a lot of those situations. But they know that their job depends upon them being convincing. They know their job depends upon them defending the words of their avocation. And my brothers and sisters, they can holler, scream, and spit, and split, and bust eyebrows, and bust veins in their foreheads, and everything else, defending the lie that they have told. Because many of them understand that their viability as pastors depends upon their ability to be convincing. And they will do everything they can to bolster a lie. That you remain subject to them and not recognize the devils that they are. That's where that zeal comes from. Because believe me, I've talked to a lot of pastors who point blank told me, yes, what I'm preaching is right. But the people are not ready for it. Why? Because they keep on teaching the lies and they won't change. And many of them know if you knew they were teaching a pack of lies. Let's just say that they would no longer have a job and they're about their greed. More concerned about their pulpits and thrones. And they're concerned about what can genuinely help to save, deliver your soul. Because the Most High has already forsworn there will be wrath upon every lie, every manner of false doctrine. He says he has to convince man against every lie that they have spoken, that unjust men have spoken. Look at the book of Jude, 101. 1 and 4 through 15. It means the lies, my brothers and sisters, will not be counted viable. But your leaders would prefer that you remain as indiscriminate as possible so they can continue to teach you these lies intent to flatter rather than save your soul. Anybody, my brothers and sisters, can be that larcenous, does not deserve to live. And the scripture also talks about how many of them will be taken in chains and after time, punished. I heard old Mr. Osteen talk today like the Most High does not give people ever what they deserve. What do you mean? He's unfair? He never seeks what's fair unto himself? My brothers and sisters, the Most High might grant an opportunity for you to become fair when you did not know what justice is. But my brothers and sisters, he does demand that those who would honor him learn to be just and fair before him and before all, lest they be counted deceivers. Don't let liars like a Mr. Joel Osteen trick you. If you really know the truth, his name actually means someone ultimately exalted by a false god that is actually a devil. You really know, but his name actually means that. Joel or Yoel, and El is not always the Holy One of Israel. Osteen, S-T-N, think about it. It's wake up time. It is wake-up time, my brothers and sisters. I know that I'm looking at my time. I think I only got 2 minutes left, and I've only gone through two sentences in heaven help us. Two sentences in how many pages? Goodness. Ah, time moves so swiftly. I look forward to the day when more people will have sufficient enough foundation that I don't have to keep saying some of the same things that I speak on this show over and over again in order to relate a foundation. I look forward to the day when people have that word that is line upon line, precept upon precept in their mind, believing it and stable enough in the mind and heart that when I would speak about the greater things, it's just that they have enough foundation to be faithful and not to turn back. I just trying to give myself a little bit more time. I know that it's late night already. But what I'm going to try to do is go through at least a few more of these points if I have your patience. Because it's important that I try to speak about at least some of these things tonight. I know there's so much that still needs to be spoken about. If you saw my notes, you know exactly what I'm saying. Pages and pages and pages of notes. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Didn't the scriptures tell us in 2 Thessalonians 2 that those, because of the intrusions of the principalities and powers, let's just say those who can't seem to control this world, because of their intrusions among the churches, constraining the minds after their ideals, it says those who believe lies shall be damned? How about polluted, twisted misadministrations? How about they who don't understand that your leaders themselves are sin if they divide the people? He said, those who believe this lie, this lawlessness, he said, they shall be damned. Those that are not having a love of the truth. How about they so love the lie that if the truth come, they refuse to believe it? Scripture said they'd be damned. Our brothers and sisters, why? Like I said again, if you don't find the truth, dare you say you've been born again of the spirit and inspiration of Yah? The Holy Spirit teaches a discerning testimony beyond the misconceits of man. Those who really control and live by the Spirit of the Most High, the Spirit after which these words have come, how can they not believe the truth? Scripture says Messiah is going to bring a restitution of all things by his Spirit. By the words of his mouth, after the Spirit of Yah, it's going to bring a restoration, a restitution of all things according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets. Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Since whoever will not hear him when he comes as a prophet, declaring his testimony, he'll be cut off from among the people. Do you not understand what that means? It means that if you prefer to believe those who don't tell you the whole truth, that you might think yourself justified before men, as if the Most High is blind to your misgivings, as if to say that you are still worthy to be called cooperative under him, when the greater truth he gives you, you're not even willing to be diligent enough to find out what else you need to know, because you prefer to be justified by somebody else's standard. If that's the case, my brother and sister, you're willing to insult the Most High in this manner because of your lack of diligence and your unbelief. You would have others to remain also blind too. My brother and sisters, all such thinking is by no means worthy of life. You need to understand that what the scriptures mean when it says in Romans 16 that Satan seeks to deceive the simple-minded. Those who don't want the whole truth, what the scriptures say, my people destroy for lack of knowledge. You don't seek the whole truth enough not to draw hasty conclusions. You fall victim of those hasty conclusions. And I got news for you. A whole world is going to have to repent of the sin of not having sought the Most High enough, even for their words to be repentance. You think you return to the Most High after somebody's fallen standard? You think you repent unto the Most High and return unto Him after everybody's doctrine? Did you ever understand what I meant when I talked about how the Scripture said Messiah was sent, or the Most High would be sent in the Father's name to bring men back to Him? He didn't say you return unto the Most High after the testimony of another. So therefore, He is the one for whom you should be waiting, that you see beyond every man's obstacles, beyond all these man-made institutionalities. But the Scripture says in all this, being lawless and not even knowing the expectation, daring to believe themselves wise after the various institutionalities of man. And trust me, if you don't know the Most High is going to bring an end to all confusion, that He requires a people of an invariant light and truth, all speaking according to His will with one consent, and that only such a people should be a light to the nations, then you don't realize the Most High has to send one to restore His people. Or dare they say there should be restored as one, as a pure, perfect light of truth, all speaking with one consent, with one understanding, after themselves. My brothers and sisters, we live in a crazy world. Messiah even spoke to His own disciples, saying, beware lest any man deceive you, or beware lest any man compel you not to seek the whole truth. Was it saying in Psalms 14, Most High looked upon the sons of men, and He did not see anyone who discerned, if you will, how much more they need to seek Yah, so they're all under evildoers. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand why He said watch, even to His own disciples, said watch out for false prophets, lest they compel you to seek something less than all that the Spirit of Yah would offer. My brothers and sisters, I can tell you about a lot of times in Scripture when the Most High sought, even by His Spirit, to awaken a prophet to his duty. And because he listened to the word of another, he was destroyed. My brothers and sisters, the Scripture talks about how Israel coming out of Egypt, Most High sought to grant people faith in the knowledge of the truth. They might have faith in it. Because they function after a carnal mind, everybody having his own ideas, not faith in the will of one, not seeking the Most High as they might be considered as one, He said their bones lay in the wilderness. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, that man, not being compelled to seek the Most High for all this truth now, being satisfied according to a multitude of varying ideals? They really think that's faith unto salvation, my brothers and sisters, unto a oneness of mind and heart? He says, come, let us reason together. That means if the Most High grants the gift of the capacity to see the truth, if He grants opportunity to hear the word of truth, don't be so self-righteous that you don't give yourself an opportunity to examine these things diligently. I know there's a lot of things that I speak about on this show that, quite frankly, folks are willing to examine so much that's on my website, hiddengospel.com, to understand the framework of knowledge from which I speak, the foundation of knowledge from which I speak. With all their effort, there's a lot of things they will miss. I know the Most High tells me more and more every day about everything that He's spoken to me before. Every day there's another level. I thank Him for that. For He told me that it's going to be like breadcrumbs. Every time I think I've tasted of a tasty morsel and thought that it was a greater dimension of nourishment and truth, He would throw out another till finally making it home. That's something He promised me, my brothers and sisters. He told me that I must tell you things. Yes, He told me I have an important duty for Him, that I must tell you things. And He said, because of what I must do, I must tell you things. How about my brothers and sisters, things that your rulers would prefer you never to know. Therefore, He said, I would accrue some powerful enemies in unleashing to you these words. But He told me in doing this, I would have His protection and guidance. And my brothers and sisters, as much as I'm thankful for this, I say also should you also be. But the Most High told me I must tell you things of men. How about all their varying institutions and allegiances after which they sought prowess and power? He told me I must tell you things that they would never tell you. And they would hope that we have destroyed and hid, even since the dawn of human fall. My brothers and sisters, a word that opposes the varying standards of men in their various kingdoms, dominions, denominations, and churches. The gospel of the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, is above all these nations, above all these institutions. It's a word, my brothers and sisters, it's a revelation that brings a revolution that you might see beyond all those who hide the truth from you. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, you're not willing to seek that word that genuinely honors Yah. All your oath unto him is in vain. The gift of Yah, again, is a gift of reason, even a capacity to consider, transcending all the doubt, the infirmity, my brothers and sisters, that is found among men, but because they don't seek enough of the truth, are not yet convinced how much more they need to seek an absolute truth. The day of judgment, my brothers and sisters, is both condemnation and salvation. That men, my brothers and sisters, might finally seek the Most High and be prompted to receive his gift, even the gift of a pure, perfect truth, knowing the Most High accepts nothing less. And that day, the scripture says, those have been most diligent. I said those have been most diligent, most sincere. Though they may have, to some level, debated, doubted, or not been sure enough because they haven't seen things all clear enough. Well, the scripture says in that day, in Jeremiah 23, whatever you did discern perfectly, in that day you shall discern perfectly. So he shall perform all that he spoke with perfect faithfulness. Said, first we see through a glass darkly, and then face to face. Well, how many of our brothers and sisters want to see the pure, perfect truth, even if it means that we are condemned in our indiligence? How many of us, my brothers and sisters, just simply want to see Yah will be done? You know what, I remember telling the Most High when he first showed me the perfection, the beauty of his kingdom that is to be manifest on this earth. Took me into the third heaven to see where he dwells. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, what I saw was a righteousness and an order. At the time it was first showed to me, by no means did I see myself as worthy to step foot there. I was told a lot of things, my brothers and sisters. Magnificent words that I've never heard anything of the like related at that level by any man. Didn't know the Most I was offering it to me because I just simply, basically in just outright humility, also discerning the level of conscience that I saw there far above my own, I just simply say, Father, whoever it is that is worthy among men unto this, just let me help. It doesn't make any difference what happens to me. Just let me help. I can only tell you there's been a few times I've heard from the Most High that was the spirit that he was looking for, because he told me if I could say what I said and mean it as I said it, he said, my son is going to be all right. But I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Those who know that Yah is going to have his way according to all that he promised, and nothing less is going to be called viable. Don't try to buck that in any way. You just ask for the opportunity to be made righteous, to be made whole, to be made true in his sight. Because his name does not deserve to be desecrated after the mind state of anyone who seeks anything less. Blessed are they among us, my brothers and sisters, who discern this. Like I say, he's called his people to be the light of the world. And invariably, if you want to justify by some form of vacillation or deviation, who is it that you serve, my brothers and sisters? If we, scriptures tell us in the book of Hebrews that we should be diligent beyond all elementary, primary standards to find the greater truth, even going on toward perfection, lest we crucify the Son of Yah again and put him to open shame. What does that tell you Messiah gave his life for? He said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit would not come. You not understand, my brothers and sisters, the gift or the grace of the comfort of the Holy Spirit declares one standard all must come to if they are to survive the day of judgment? Did you hear me? The comfort of the Holy Spirit is given. The man might attain to a conscience called spiritual of the Holy Spirit, not after the carnality of man, reprobate mindedness, unwilling to accept the commonality of a covenant eternal. The Most High has called his people to be a light of the world, and verily they be deceived. What does it say in Zephaniah? They'll seek no lies, no deceitful tongue in their mouths. They should do no iniquity. This is the people who you will not be harmed. They should dwell securely. They should come. They should dwell securely. Jerusalem be at peace where they should dwell. Brothers and sisters, that's the people he called the light of the world. Those who receive the invariant word to sustain it in its integrity. The grace of Yah, then, my brothers and sisters, is not just divine favor. Do you think the Most High favors any iniquity? The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is a law. The Most High told me this gift he can give is a law by which men might cooperate. How about being able to reason with a rational mind? That may in all things be true, or be made true, unto divine cause. In other words, what I'm saying to you, given a rational mind enough that a whole lot of what this world would proposition with you sounds insane. What man or brother should offer the opportunity unto life from the Most High? What man offered the opportunity unto life would forsake it? Which revoke the Most High, potentially cutting both himself and others from the gift. But tell you something, my brother says, the Most High sends Messiah to restore to mankind the conscience after which all things were restored to order before. I want to tell you something to think about. Those first scriptures in the Bible, the scripture says the earth was without form and void. I've talked before about how this matter state did not have to come to exist. It is a result of a fall, my brothers and sisters. And looking upon so much material misorder, Most I sought to bring forth order. Like somebody said, if there ain't no beauty, you got to make some beauty. Have mercy, listen to me, y'all. Well, scripture said, without him, there was nothing either were made. How about all things set in order by him? And not without, let's just say, a conscience of that order was nothing made. My brothers and sisters, do you think that if you walk after something that had no sense of that order, no concept of that order, no consideration of that order, but compelled to believe that misorder shall endure, some form of misendorder order shall endure forever, what have you called a God? Yah loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son to restore to man a consciousness after which the Most High had restored things before, that all things might be restored again. Do you not realize, my brothers and sisters, that offered the opportunity to have to discern again that initial order unto all that pleases Yah, not desire that order, that opportunity under favor, to be participant in the restoration of all things, according to all that please Yah, not to want that with everything in your heart. First commandment, love the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Seek him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. How about unto all that is his pleasure? Not to desire that, my brothers and sisters, you don't deserve to live. Pattern of life means you must transcend contradiction. All these differences among us, the scripture says, is after a carnal mind. Well, that a carnal mind must be overcome. Scripture says, if you walk according to the flesh, you will die. The wages of sin is death. How about wages of walking after the flesh? So if you walk after the flesh, you will die. But if you have the spirit to do it, then will you live. Crying out, Abba, Bone, Father, our Father, knowing that the Most High desires to conquer whatever it is of yourself that would deny him. Because he cannot build his kingdom upon such infirmity. All who had the initial faith knew that they must overcome this fleshliness. They knew that they must overcome this gullibility after the flesh, because that's what wrought. If you understand that the garden, in so many ways, it's called the Garden of Eden, was a type of heaven on earth. Men got kicked out of it in their vacillation, in their infirmity. So again, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you what the Most High. He said to me that he anointed me to expose all this false gospel, all the compromise that people still want to call peace among one another and with God. And the end result of it is people claiming they be after the spirit of the Most High, but they can't agree. And then they say, I have a covenant with the Most High, and they're all his friends. My brothers and sisters, if we're all his friends, we should be able to agree. What the scripture said, you're my friends if you do. How about love and seek to preserve and regard, even seeking to perform all his commandments, all that pleases him. So you're my friends if you do everything that he commands, everything he instructs. Do you really believe that all these different doctrines are a result of his instruction? Do you think you've kept Shabbat day according to everybody's different instructions so that at the end of the day you don't learn his way? What does the scripture say in Hebrews 3 and 4? He says that on the Shabbat, if you profane his ways, or men teach lies, then, or let's say, are distracted, that they don't find the truth. Scripture says the people that not know his ways, he has sworn by his very name, shall not enter into his rest. And that means the Most High is not going to be a liar to any of you. You must learn his ways. You must learn what the acceptable will of Yah is. You must seek to become that firmity, unselfishly. Seek to become that firmity the Most High can find worthy to be called by his name. Would you profane it? Would you prefer to profane it? To be justified after a lesser standard? My brothers and sisters, if you don't know what that standard is, because the Most High says he's the great I am that I am, I told you there's one that you should seek to. One that you should await. One that you should expect. In the book of Genesis, they call him Shiloh. MostHighGospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation, explains so much of this. They call him Shiloh in Genesis. That unto him all the people should gather. That means they exceed or seek to exceed all the varying standards of men, because the Most High sends him out of the tribe of Judah as a king, even to declare his law as a lawgiver. My brothers and sisters, declare what indeed is divine order. What the scripture says in Isaiah 42, behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. How about anointed him? I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice. He shall perform all that is divine pleasure. And he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he said justice, righteousness. I didn't say every man preserving every man of injustice that robs the Most High of what pleases him. He says you shall perform all that is divine pleasure. And he said, the isles shall wait for, seek after. How about even seek to serve him according to his law? Scripture says it comes in the last days out of the tribe of Judah. In Genesis 49, it says it's an expectation you should have never forgotten. You mean you tell me your pastors never told you how the one shall appear? They never taught you the secret city prophecies? www.hiddengospel.com/secret-city. You ever stop to consider the reason why they didn't teach you those prophecies? Why they hid from you the knowledge of those prophecies? Because if you know the Messiah is going to reprove every one of them and find none of their standards viable, you have to prepare for one greater. And not knowing this, you are easily gullible and deceived and misled to count yourself satisfied after the signs and the testimony of another. My brothers and sisters, that should never have been. Scripture says Messiah comes saying, have you not heard? Have you not understood that there should have been no end to your searching of his understanding? How about my brothers and sisters that you should have always been seeking the greater truth of him? Hey, not counting yourself so wise or ready to be preserved time, Messiah comes revealed all the things that you should have had should have been a part of your vessel. I said should have been part of your habitation, should have been part of your being. So he reveals all these things to discern whether hearing the greater truth of the Most High you would be to it. In other words, get my point. Shall a man be confirmed that that he be true to all the Most High would teach. I repeat, shall man be confirmed if he be true to all the Most High would teach, because he is not the testimony of another teacher? Messiah is going to declare, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures already tell us, truths that the whole world has ignored for a very long time. I repeat that he's going to declare a lot of truth that your preachers never taught. And the scriptures ask the question, who will believe his word? Unto whom is the saving on the God revealed? Who can believe, my brothers and sisters, what is simply rational, what is just, after having been taught so many fatal flatteries for so long? There's a system rational, my brothers and sisters, the Most High wants to build his kingdom upon a people who are easily, gullibly deceived. That think about how long ago was the Garden of Eden. And it's all this time, my brothers and sisters, men have believed the lies all this time, and still have not come to a consensus in the truth, because so often men believing or wanting to believe themselves justified after less have called the Most High a liar when he would tell them the greater truths. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Most High, his testimony proves quite foolish. So much of what this whole world believed. And it takes a very humble soul, very rational, very diligent soul, that can be unselfish. I said unselfish enough to sit back and say, like I said before, that despite all that men have planned and declared, Yah is still righteous and just in all he says. I said all that he says and does. If you find out you spent your whole life believing a scenario never can bring peace because it's not what the Most High declared he would do, if you find out what he said he would do, what he has promised, can you believe? Or would you prefer to believe something else, believing a deceiver and upholding a deceiver rather than believing that you're deceived or believing that the result of your works? Or what the scripture says, you reward each man as his work shall be. One scripture says, trusting in your rulers, your work shall not profit you. But those who put their trust in him shall inherit the land. It means when he declares the truth, if you're not ready to move that way, it means, my brothers and sisters, you never converted. If you're not, if hearing these truths, I'm talking to you right now, and I can prove every bit of what I'm saying to you with multitude of scripture. If you're not prepared to believe all that, my brothers and sisters, that I can show you again and again, this is revelation. If you're not prepared to believe those things simply because somebody taught you something else, my brothers and sisters, I can only say that you prove what the scriptures have said, the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword, able to discern thoughts and intents of the heart. Do you refuse to believe a truth just simply because your pastor falls short of it? Refuse to believe the truth of scripture because your pastor would not teach it? I heard a pastor today teaching the idea that's over in Romans 9. Paul said, I'm persuaded that neither armies nor empires nor anything created should separate from the love of Yah. And he was, the way the pastor taught it, bastard pastor taught it, is he said that no matter what you believe or what allegiances you have, and basically what he was saying, he said, nothing created shall separate you from being loved by Yah. How about better, you need to understand that you just should be so fully persuaded that you made so faithful unto the Most High that none of the constraints of man, none of the misrepresentation of man, none of the false testimony of man, cause you to turn aside from what the Most High declares that you might call and count it a stable soul. But the way this man was teaching it, hey, you can believe whatever manner of doctrine men come up with that men have created and devised and still be worthy of his kingdom, still be favored even in your unbelief or your trust in lies. Well, like I said, they don't tell you that they themselves who devise you or separate you from the truth, they are sin. So I have to question the rationality of those who refuse the truth of good opportunity to return into the initial conscience. I have to question the rationality and the reasoning and the love of those who just presume that they can return into the Most High and repent to the Most High after just anybody's testimony. You are a servant of him whose law or falsehood or flaw, whether it be righteous or not, that you obey. If somebody tricks you into not seeking all this in the law and the prophets, hey, 5:14-24 of Matthew say, if you're tricked by anyone who causes you not to seek all that's contained in the law and the prophets, he said you should in no case enter the kingdom of Yah, which means that you have to seek the great truth. He says, if you are a victim, become a deceiver, fool to deceive your brother. In other words, fool by deceivers, you become a deceiver. To keep your brother from discerning. Our brother says, what is the invariant light? Hey, the kingdom of Yah, the people that are in it must be in the invariant light. If you allow somebody to cause you to vacillate, to fall away, as did Adam and Eve. Well, my brothers and sisters, like I said, do you really think you're still worthy to partake of all that is paradise? In the judgment, man was told if he sins, it turns away and turns into unbelief. He said you one time knew this in the book of Jude. Those who have such stability, belief, were destroyed. My brothers and sisters, I would prefer that you see life. Ties off for me some very precious words for your sake. Check out the website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Check out that article. The articles that are on hiddengospel.com. City prophecy, the early church origin, mutual expectation, tribulation 7-365 AD. I promise that all these and more you need. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Until his might on and praise always. Hallelujah. Check out that website and find out how you can support this ministry. Because trust me, my brothers and sisters, this is a message that you can only support if you understand it. I pray the Most High grants you, by his grace, the capacity to reason as one together with all his saints, all those who have ever discerned the truth with him. Keep listening, my brothers and sisters. Promises you that there's some sort of this that needs yet to be explained. And time and opportunity willing, it shall be.